Jim Brogan of Brogan Financial is with us on the line, and a really important conversation with Jim. Jim, we've never experienced anything like this. I saw a news item just a moment ago that the market closed today and closed the quarter, the worst since 2008. I'm sure that your phone is ringing off the hook as people with portfolios, as people who have planned for their retirement. I was having a conversation with a friend earlier today, and he said to me one of his wealthy friends said they're seeing generational wealth decline very rapidly, and they're like, everybody is concerned. So it's an important conversation to have with you today. Thank you for being here.
Oh, it's my pleasure to be here, Halloran.
Let's start with what's the most important thing in your inbox right now. Who's calling you? What are they asking you? What is the most asked question? What is the biggest need that you're seeing from your end?
You know, actually, the biggest influx I'm getting, Halloran, are people in the community that I don't know and that are really hungry for answers, because the month of March, you know, up until these last 5 or 6 days, the amount of the rapidity of the market decline has been just pretty shocking. Some people are wanting to panic. Some people know they can't panic, but just kind of want to know what to do. Believe it or not, I'm still getting calls from people that are saying, hey, Jim, when do I need to be investing? When's the right time to be adding money in? So there are some savvy investors looking for opportunities. But most of my calls and inbox flow has been people that are just looking for answers, that haven't really done any kind of planning, and maybe they're getting kind of close to retirement, and they're kind of like, you know, what do I need to be doing? I know I don't need to panic, but I know I probably shouldn't do nothing. My portfolio is down, you know, 20-25% in a month. What on earth do I need to be doing?
So, what on earth do I need to be doing?
You know, okay, I think the first thing is not to panic. And one thing I'll say, Halloran, the cause of this bear market is extremely unique. And you're right, we've never seen anything quite like it. But all bear markets are very, very painful. Oh, how we forget 2008. October of 2008 was kind of an unprecedented market. We had about a 40-45-day period where the amount of volatility day-to-day was just remarkable. Now, we didn't have the type of percentage drop in one day the way we did a couple of weeks ago when the Dow lost 3,000 points in one single day. So we didn't have that type of a one-day drop. But, you know, bear markets are painful. They always are. And so I think, first, don't panic. And I think the most important thing, though, is to be looking at what do you need to accomplish with your money? Like, where are you right now, and where is it you need to be or want to be, and when do you need to be there? You know, a good friend of ours, Halloran, that's in her early 30s, called me one evening last week and was talking to me about, Jim, what should I do with my 401k and my IRA? And I'm like, well, when are you going to need that money? And she said, well, not till I'm in my 60s. And I said, well, then you ought to be figuring out how to put more money in, not changing what you currently have. Because she doesn't need the money right now. So a big function of being able to make it through a downturn like this is looking at, when do you need your money? Money that you don't need for 6 or 8 or 10 years, you definitely not, don't need to be panicking. Now, if you've not created a plan for the potential of needing money next year or the year after, it may be for a young person, it may be for down payment on a house or buying a new car. Somebody might be 2 years from retirement and they're going to need to draw retirement income. Well, now it's more of a concern because the market investments are way down and you haven't secured that income in the short term. So that's when it becomes something that has to be massaged, where you kind of have to say, you know, can I retire when I want to, and how can I secure those early years of income where I don't have to worry about market fluctuation? But the biggest thing is, we all know when we invest our money in the stock market, we're supposed to be a longer-term investor. And you know what? This is painful, Halloran. This isn't a forever thing. This is transitory. It will be in our rearview mirror. I don't know if that's going to be a year from now or 9 months from now or 2 years from now. But we've got to position our money based on when we'll need it. And the money invested in the market, we should have a longer-term focus.
Are you being strategic in terms of what to invest in now? If you're saying, if I don't need the money now, can I put more money in my 401k? Can I put more money in my IRA? Can I put the relief money in there?
I think there are a couple of ways, Halloran, we can be strategic if you don't need that money now or in the next, say, 3 or 4 years. One way is, you know, when you're adding money to a 401k, you're doing that every single month. So regardless of where the price of the market is, whether it's way up 1 month or way down 1 month, you're buying. And so when we have a big dip, you're getting more shares of investment for the same amount of money. So it, with a long-term focus, you're getting shares almost as if they're on sale. So when you're doing monthly systematic investing, you should be thinking in this kind of a market, can I increase my 401k deduction? If you're adding to an IRA, can you increase the monthly deposit that you do from your checking account into your IRA? So that's one way you can be strategic. The other way to be strategic is there are going to be some pricing anomalies, and there already have been, in the market that can be taken advantage of if you take a long-term focus. In other words, maybe certain asset classes or certain characteristics of stocks have been beaten down maybe more than they should have. Or maybe that's happened even in the fixed income market. So there can be, when we have a market that has panic and emotional selling, we get distortions. And anytime you can see something that is priced attractively, with a 5 to 7 year view, not a 3 month or 1 year view because that's gambling, but with a 5 or 7 or 10 year view and those prices are attractively priced, then that's an opportunity. I don't like doing those that types of things though, Halloran, when there's a lot of emotion and panic in the market. And to me, there's still a lot of emotion in the market. I think things need to settle down a little bit before people look at taking advantage of those kinds of opportunities.
I have one other question for you, but we need to take a break. I have one other question. For people who are actually drawing down their retirement now, what is your advice to them? I'll get that quick answer from you when we come back. Jim Brogan of Brogan Financial with some great advice on the Triple H Radio Experience, News Talk 98.7 WOKI. We hope to we will hear from the president this hour as well. Jim, thank you for taking the time to talk to us. For people who are literally living off of their retirement, what is your advice for them?
Halloran, retirement is all about security of income. It's no longer how much we have. It's how can we take what we have and create dependable income. So markets are crazy right now. I think in normal circumstances, I like people to secure 5 to 7 years worth of stable income. In other words, they've got those monies protected. They're not tied up in the stock market. With the market down right now, if a retiree does not currently have that secured, they've got to secure 3 or 4 years of stable income, and that will help them rest easier when the rest of their money is going up and down volatilely in the stock market. Now, then they need to be very balanced and diversified and not have that at-risk money just simply invested in stocks, but in other things as well. But the most important thing is to secure that 3 or 4 years of income with things that are not tied to the stock market.
Such as?
Well, you can use bank investments. There are insurance assets that are secure. There are short-term bond options that are also very, very stable. But things that aren't just, that don't have stock mix in them, where they're dramatically going up and down, you set those aside and you draw those down and leave those risk investments to grow through this, so that you're not having to liquidate things when they're down. You just don't want to spend investment losses. It's okay to sell something when it's down and reinvest, but you don't ever want to sell it and spend it. So you got to set aside at least 3 or 4 years worth of secure money that you can pull down.
Jim, will people on retirement get a stimulus check?
My understanding is yes, they will. They'll be getting the $1,200 per person if their income isn't over the thresholds that have been discussed, the $75,000 or the
$99,000. So if they've set up an income stream in retirement that's less than $75,000 or less, they'll get that additional money. But if their lifestyle was $100,000, $200,000 a year and they've been taking that down as income for the last year, they won't get that.
That is my understanding. I do need to firm up the process, or firm up my understanding of the process of how the government is calculating. Are they looking at the 2018 tax return? I'm still looking into that specific detail, but yes, it will be driven by what they've been earning on reporting on their tax return, which again kind of underscores the importance of tax planning of how we structure income in retirement.
All right, before you get away, I want to give you an opportunity to do a couple of things. Number one, your message to the community, what you'll be talking about this weekend on your radio show. And then, of course, if you're doing any virtual classes or courses, I want to give you an opportunity to put those resources out there for our listeners.
Well, thank you, Haller. And the one thing I want to impress upon the community is to try to step back and see if we can help others in their time of need. I talk about the power of giving in our financial planning, and I think one of the biggest things it does for us when we give to others less fortunate, and don't get me wrong, Haller, and I know this is a real challenge, and there's a lot of listeners that are really having some tough times, but even $10, anything at all, when we give to something else, or someone else, we all deal at some point with our relationship with money, and it just really helps crystallize the importance of life money balance when we give to others. So I would just look at the opportunity to see how you can help those around us in the community in a difficult time. This Saturday, Haller, and on my show, we're going to be talking about the mental health side of what's going on right now, the fact that people are very isolated, especially people living on their own, and what are some of the challenges there. We're going to have a healthcare professional on to talk with us about that. And then the third thing, the classes, yes, I'm doing virtual classes. Pellissippi State is doing a virtual class next week, a two-part class, just like I typically teach at the school, but it will be completely virtual. And then I'm doing one with the University of Tennessee, a two-part class, the end of April and early May. Those details, Haller, are on my website at broganfinancial.com.
Jim Brogan, always a pleasure to speak to you. Thank you for not only your expertise, your excellence, but also your heart. And folks, make sure you check him out this weekend on the radio. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Haller. God bless you.